Yo, what up? It's your girl Empress Journey, Miss. Yeah, I said it.
It's your boy KB, man. You know, at Heavy Mixing, it's a lifestyle.
Of course it is. And we want to give mad love out to our new DJ home, Fleet DJs. Thank you for welcoming us into your fold.
Appreciate
you. Super excited. So you're going to get to hear the show in a lot of new different venues. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and break out what we're doing today. As you probably heard on the last show, we had five guys and a girl. Basically, we asked all these girls questions that they always wanted a guy to answer, and we got your answers. This week, we're doing the reverse. So, we're going to get all the guys' questions answered by a group of girls. And you're not going to want to miss this one because we're going in bang that style. Bang, 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 bang.
Just doing what we do.
Yeah. You know what I swear we're going to get kicked off the air one day.
And I'm telling you, niggas, if you're listening, go ahead and get your pads and your pencils and your pens.
Your little memo app.
Yeah. Go ahead and open up the notes on your phone because you're going to want to write some of this stuff down. Commit it to memory. And let's get into it.
All right.
Try. And we on.
That with your sexy, clear your voice.
Oh, yeah, I guess it was. You know what I'm saying? All right, we got the ladies on the line. We're going to go ahead and jump on into the questions.
Yay!
Before we do that, ladies, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Shante.
Enchanté.
I'm
a New Yay, one of my favorite bloggers. You can't just downplay your greatness. What the hell?
Here we go then. Let's get it. We're going to start off easy.
Oh, hold on. We messed up. And Shante has been a guest on our show before. You might remember her from the X Factor show. Welcome back, Shante. Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you very much. A pleasure to be back.
Friend of the program.
Yes. So come on, bitch, hit us with them. And of course, me, Miss Empress Journey, I'm a help with some of these answers too.
Yeah, these questions, y'all got to help the men folk out here. Some of them are a little lost. Question number one, we start off easy. What do women want?
Oh, that's everything. Easy. Well, personally, I want a man with a remote that can't talk back. I need to control it. When I don't like what he's saying, I'm going to change that channel. What?
Oh, I would say, women want honesty. They respect.
Oh, most definitely honesty. Can't stand a liar.
Women want.
Another question goes along that lines is why is it that 80% of women don't know what they want?
It's not that we don't know what we want. It's that they don't know that we know what we want. Sometimes we just don't want to tell them what the hell we want. It ain't none of their business. They need to figure it out. What? How they gonna talk about us not knowing what the hell we want when they don't know what they be wanting? Not never. Talk about 80%. Not none of them. Not none of you.
Yeah, I don't agree with them statistics. 80%. Yeah, I don't either. I've been talking about some girls, but I think most women know what they want.
Yeah.
I think also it changes from day to day. I know for me personally, it will change. Like today, I really wanted some fries. Tomorrow. I mean, I want to look at a french fry. It changes, and you just got to be able to keep up. And if you can't keep up, well, then you're just assed out. Oh, wait, can I curse?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, she can.
We actually encourage cursing.
Yes.
Please do curse.
Because I speak like a grown-ass sailor man. I assure you I do.
Sailor man. All right, well, bam. Here we go. Keeping it moving. Appreciate the honesty and the answers. I mean, because maybe girls don't want to tell men. Me being the only man, I got to interject
into my
little bit of testosterone. Sometimes, a lot of times, many times when you ask women what they want, they'll tell you one thing, but they fuck with niggas who like doing some other shit. You feel me?
Well, that other dude that's doing the other shit might have a big dick to do the other shit with. And sometimes when a man have a big dick, then all the other rules go out the window.
Ladies, would you agree?
I'm breaking woman code right now. I put myself on blast because I do it my damn self. I put up with a lot more shit from a nigga with a big dick and some good sex than I do with a little dick nigga with some horrible sex. Like, I treat this nigga like an old bum nigga. Like, he can't even sneeze and be like, damn, you couldn't say bless me? No, I can't. Wonder why you can't even talk to me like that. Like, little dick dudes in my life just have no rights. They they have not got their freedom papers yet. I don't think they got the reason to talk back to me.
Niggas is in bondage.
That's borderline slavery in my eyes.
Niggas is singing Negro spirituals and shit.
I mean, if I'm wrong, correct, but that's just me. And I put up with a lot of stuff from a big dick nigga because I know I'm going to get some act right. And when I get some act right, he gets some act right, and we be acting right together.
Church. I guess that kind of answers the next question. Does size matter? Apparently it does.
You can have a medium dick nigga.
Size matters if a person prefers a certain size, but in every situation, it does. I dealt with dudes with big dicks, but they don't last too long.
I know that one.
So you're like, damn, are you late? And big disappointment. You got a big dick, you don't know how to work with it.
Ooh, that's so sad. It's so unfortunate. It's so unfortunate. That's like so unfortunate.
That's a waste.
I'm not gonna say my theory on the show. But yeah, I am. I have a theory. This is just my theory, and I know we're gonna lose a lot of fans, little dick fans. But I feel like little dick niggas should cut their dicks off and give it to medium dick niggas so they can be big dick niggas, and the little dick niggas should just become lesbians.
Oh my god.
You are now tuned in to Bang That Radio. Motherfuckers.
That's just the way I feel. I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and I just feel that way. Because, I mean, if you fuck a little dick nigga, it feel like you bumping coochies anyway. That's just what it is.
All right, well, where does eating pussy...
If you get with a dude and he got the baby dick, you ain't gonna fuck him.
Yeah, no. And if I already opened the condom, you owe me 45 cents.
I don't feel comfortable. Does size matter?
Yes. Penis power.
maybe not. Yes, but you know, if you got a little medium and can work with it. what if it got like a curve?
I actually like curves sometimes. Sometimes you need that little hook. Okay, if he got a little dick and a hook, sometimes that hook gives him that little edge. You know, the little edge he need. You know, but or the mushroom head. The mushroom head also works a great deal on
mushroom head.
The King Koopas.
You got that mushroom dick and shit.
But what about the what?
The roundness, the girth.
Mmm.
It sounds like a long skinny dick. Is that gonna make it be like that, or is it gonna be the short fat dick, or it's gotta be a
it's a smorgasbord of penises. This is just
The question goes out to y'all. Is it long and thin, or is it like short and fat?
If it's long and thin and he know how to work it, then it can be worked with. I don't know. It's kind of like Goldie Locks. I just want one that's just right.
Y'all got to know these questions. Me myself, I ain't dealt with one dick in my life. I can run down the different things niggas look for in a pussy, but this is that's a different show.
I don't know.
That being said, we're gonna move on to the next question. It is said that, you know, a woman knows that she's gonna have sex with a man within the first 5-10 minutes that she meet him. Is that true?
No.
Yeah.
I don't.
No.
I always have, I ain't gonna say I always have, but sometimes they be sneaking up on you like months later and you like, oh shit, I done slipped and fell on his dick. I never expected to do that.
Well, damn.
You know, accidents happen, oops. I don't know, but a couple of people, you know, you gonna rape them off bad. It's just like, it's going down.
There's a lot of dick questions in here, yo. You sure niggas ask these shit?
Yes, I'm positive.
Oh, damn.
These are positive. I still got the text messages and such these questions came in on.
These niggas want to know too much about other niggas' dicks. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong. You feel me?
I didn't ask Bishop. See, I should ask Bishop.
All right, well, bye. We're going to move away from the dick questions because it's making me a little uncomfortable. All right. This is kind of a two-part question. Mm-hmm. The first part of it is, would you date your ex's friend?
No.
No.
No?
No.
No.
Damn.
No.
No.
The other part of the question is, would you date your friend's ex?
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
It's leftovers all the way around.
Would you fuck him? Would not date him, just fuck him.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Can I kick you?
Taking a boyfriend or just ex? Fucking partner, which one?
Either one.
I mean, you know, you make the distinction.
Oh, okay, I probably would do the fucking partner. It was a cool thing. Me and that person had an understanding. Yeah, I would.
Mm. Word. I like it.
Sharing is caring. No.
Once again, this is a question on the list. Oh man, why is this question on the list?
I don't know what question you're looking at.
Question 15, right here. Check this out. This is a question that a nigga out here asked, and I'm gonna ask y'all.
Oh.
How would you feel if your man could make his booty clap?
Oh, shit. I better not. Nobody make his booty clap.
You feel like he was a faggot, wouldn't you?
I don't know. Wait,
I'm sorry. What was the question?
The question was, how would you feel if your man could make his booty clap?
Oh, why would you
want to
do that?
Yeah. Hey, he got me. I'm going.
Tell me something else.
I don't know. I'll throw some singles at him.
Would you
think he
was gay?
Yeah.
That's a deal breaker because I can't do it. So why?
Yeah. If your man ass is fatter than yours, I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's a deal breaker.
So no singles would be on the play. I think I'd throw a couple of singles in the air. And if he had a butterfly on his butt, I would be real disturbed. Like, why are those wings flapping? Number one, why do you have a butterfly tattoo on your ass? Oh, all
right, man. Yeah, that's a fucking strange question. I don't know who asked that shit. You need to kick him off your friends list.
Somebody that can make their booty clap.
How do a nigga even discover he can make his booty clap?
In the full-length mirror making his booty clap.
Yeah, he was.
Maybe he pooted and he saw the waves and the wrinkles.
Now we gonna put a spin on it. Maybe he was playing ball and he had dunked and came down. And then the booty clapped spontaneously.
The momentum came in.
All right, bam, check it out. This is another either-or question. If you had to choose between being loved unconditionally, having monogamy, but you broke, or if you could have like a nigga with bread, but he fucking everything moving, which one would you pick?
I'm gonna go with my monogamy. Right, it's too much shit out here. Yeah. It's too much shit out here.
I'm gonna choose monogamy. I'm Latina, so I'm very jealous, and I will cut a motherfucker. I am the stereotype.
Yes.
Well, damn.
Sometimes, you know, knives are needed. I carry Spot and Goldie in my purse at all times. And they let me in clubs with both.
If you cut me, you better kill me.
What?
Oh, I know the rules.
If you cut me, you better kill me.
I'm gonna
try to cut you back.
Whatever's gonna bleed the most, I want you to see the blood and know what you did was fucked up. So that's where I go.
That segues us into the next question. What's the sneakiest / most fucked up this thing you done did to a nigga to, like, you know, get revenge, like for some get back or whatever? Y'all motherfuckers done do some shit. Everybody fucking. Let me think. Which one should I tell him about?
I'll get revenge. Yeah, I'll let the other person take care of it. I don't get revenge. I will confront somebody, but I won't get revenge because that shit will just come back to me.
I got revenge, shit.
if we got beef, I'm just gonna come to your face and we're gonna settle it. I'm not gonna do kinky shit because that will just blow up in my face.
No, not necessarily. I have stolen X's remote controls. Yes, I have. I stole his little PlayStation remote controls, and then I take them back a couple of days later and make him feel like he's losing his mind. I stole his house remote, and he was looking for it like crazy, and then I put it back under the couch, and I was like, oh, shoot, look what I found. So it's like I do little mind stuff. I bet he didn't know it was me until he listened to this show.
I mean, the only thing I ever did that came close to that is when I was getting divorced, I saved all the emails that he was sending some other female in case he tried to contest it. I was going to bring it out and be like, bam, but I have evidence, bitch. But he never contested it, so I didn't have to use it. So
don't you hate when you have to pull out that shit during the divorce? That shit's bullshit. I pulled out many a thing during my divorce. A 45, a 22.
I didn't have to. He just said, give me the paper, I'll sign it, and I didn't have to do anything. So where, but I had backup. I had a plan.
Where is Napoleon Dynamite? I need to have one of those lucky. I had to marry the crazy. I had to go through some shit.
No, you had to get yourself an Italian lawyer from the Bensonhurst like I did, who handles everything.
See,
that's what you need then.
He don't handle kicking doors and shit.
Well, you
know, the hood.
Italian lawyers. Yeah, they're much better than Jewish lawyers, trust me.
I need somebody to go have a knife behind my knife. Like, no, nigga, you ain't coming through this door right y'all. You ain't the only crazy motherfucker out this bitch. You not. What's next on deck?
All right, we got a couple few divorcees, you know what I'm talking about?
I know, 3 out of 4.
Yeah. That's about what that runs at a national average, so I think we're well represented as far as our slice of the American populace here. My question to y'all is, would you ever get married again?
Hell to the no. That's InverseJourney.com.
I would. I met one time, I would... That's it. I would get married again.
I don't see it happening.
Why you said you would do it again?
Why would I do it again? I mean, just because there was one bad dude doesn't mean the next one's gonna be bad. I picked the wrong person and I knew it was wrong when I said yes. So that was my bad.
I know that.
So the next time I just won't say yes to the wrong person.
So if you knew it was wrong, why did you say yes?
Oh, we had a baby.
Oh. And y'all was doing it for the kid.
Yeah, I had a baby. I was still Catholic. He was working at a Catholic school. We couldn't live together unless we were married. So it was like, let's get married. And I was like, okay. So it was more like a business deal. It wasn't really a love match. So that was a mistake. And that was my bad. I could have said no and walked away.
You live and you learn. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Exactly. Right.
Me personally, I'm just gonna have a boyfriend for like the next 30 years, and then my grandkids gonna be like, "Why you and grandma not married? Mind your own damn business." That's why we ain't married. That's the way I see my life going. It ain't, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Shit.
Piggyback question for the people that was in marriages: do you think that there was anything you could have did different that could have helped, like, you know, the situation last or maintain?
I didn't want to last nor maintain. I wanted to get the hell away. Get me free. I turned that almost side boat around.
I could have did something different.
If you could have done something different, would you have to make it last longer? That's like asking somebody, do they want to stay in prison longer? Like, yeah, you know, go ahead and lengthen my sentence. I don't want parole. Hell no.
I don't want parole.
Get me free.
I want to do bad things.
Yes, I want to do hood rat things with my friends. And I've been doing hood rat things with my friends ever since, too.
Bam.
One thing I would have done differently is I wouldn't have married him. That's all. Yeah.
I concur.
I hear you. Well, maybe let's go back even further. I wouldn't have sex with him while I was high, then we wouldn't have to get married in the
first place. Do you still feel like because you got a baby that you should marry the dude?
I don't.
What happened?
Do you feel like since y'all got a baby, even like going forward, since you got a baby, does that figure into whether or not you should marry the dude?
Yeah, like I said, at the time, I was still Catholic, even though I was having sex. You know, I love Catholics, I'm fucked up in the head.
Yeah.
And she was about 2 or 3 when we got married, but like I said, he was about to work for a Catholic school, and you can't live together unless you're married, you know, and you're on staff, because you have to set an example for the kids. Oh. So we ended up getting married. If it had been up to me, I would have just lived with him. That way I could have walked away whenever I wanted to, but, it happened. Whatever.
Pretty much.
I left the church. I left him. I'm good.
Yeah.
High five.
We gave you a high five.
All right, check this one out, right? Goddamn, this is a good one right here. So you and your man, y'all go to the club or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Y'all chilling, having a good time. And he happened to get into a scrap. But he don't just get in a scrap. He getting his ass whipped. Are you going to jump in and help him?
I'll get the security guard to help him. Yeah. I don't care. Fight no dude. I'm going to grab the next nigga and be like, yo, you got to help me. They beat the hell out of
it. I mean, I think I would trip a bitch for my man.
I mean, I don't fuck somebody. I'm not about to fight no dude. I don't think so.
I'll trip a dude and run. Kick him in his butt, be like,
bloop. I'll call 911, maybe hit somebody in the back of the head when they ain't looking, but I'm not about to jump in with no dude playing.
So you gonna sit there and watch a man get his ass whooped? You ain't gonna throw a glass, turn over a table? Nothing.
He shouldn't have been talking shit.
Then he
wouldn't be getting his ass whooped. That's all I'm saying. And I'll grab him and try to pull him away from the fight.
Shit. I learned a long time ago, Tupac said it best. Don't break up the fight, let them rumble. I tried to break up one fight and sprung my wrist.
I'm saying this to everybody here. If I'm in a fight and I'm getting my ass whipped, please help me. Please throw a bottle, throw a rock.
I didn't.
Instead of calling 911, just hit him with your phone. I need some help immediately now.
What good is this going to do for both of y'all to get your ass up? Well, I need
one of them kids. Women always say they want to do stuff together.
Somebody got to get saved.
Women always say they want to do stuff together. You don't spend enough time with me. We don't do stuff together.
Me watching you get your ass whooped is doing something together.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Us getting our ass whooped together can be a bonding experience.
Bullshit! Somebody got to be there to hold the stake. Somebody got to be able to see who moves where, what, how, when.
Bring us closer to God.
I wonder how that car ride home would be, though. What y'all think?
Awkward.
How would the car ride home be? I'm like, damn, nigga, you got a good punch in. Yeah, you did. You got that real good first punch in. I saw it. I did.
I don't ride home in the car with a nigga to get his ass whipped.
Oh, not me,
because
I'd be like, damn, baby, I thought you could fight. I don't know what
you're talking. Who gonna be my Superman? Damn, so not your ass.
You should have been bobbing and weaving. You gonna break up with him after you get his ass whipped? Is that like grounds to break up?
That's somebody who gets it. I mean, if he got jumped, that's one thing. You can't fight like 10 people, but if this is one-on-one and the dude kicked your butt, I don't know. I'm just like, what school you went to? Damn. You know how to fight.
Man, the nigga, he might have ran into the hood Floyd Mayweather. Niggas be nice off the handle, you know.
I think I'll get him a Tybo tape and tell him to get his Billy Blanks on. Like, you need to apply yourself. Maybe we need to do some karate classes together. I don't know. Some mixed martial arts. You need to get your scrap on. Like, I wouldn't leave him, but he really couldn't. We couldn't get in no good fight. I'm gonna be like, look, don't make me get that nigga come whoop your ass again. I did get his number.
So
really, you're
like, I know you
ain't got no one. What?
I'm
about
to jump off. I'll be like,
we're gonna
go.
Say, time to go.
Y'all crazy. Shit. Remind me, never to fucking go nowhere and get a no fight with y'all ass.
What?
Shit.
Shit, I ain't the one that got my ass whooped. The nigga got his ass whooped.
I think I'm gonna need some help every now and then. Shit.
I said I'd trip a bitch. I tripped that nigga real good. Kick him in his ass, but I ain't gonna be out there getting my ass boxed off. Hells no.
All right, bam. Here we go. On to the next one. We know y'all ain't gonna help nobody. Okay, well, piggyback question. At the same time, if you getting your ass whooped, would you want your man to jump in?
Fuck yeah. He better got there. He better Debo a bitch real hard.
Double standard.
We'll clean up your fucking walls and tell you what you're going to be all right afterwards. But no, you want to protect me. Hell yeah.
This nigga better get his Hulk Hogan on.
Longer than us. You're supposed to do that.
He better get his goddamn Incredible Hulk on. I want that shirt coming off. I want to see a hunch in his back. This motherfucker better be ready to scrap and shit. That's the way I feel about the situation. And if he don't, we got a problem.
That's fucked up.
What?
Damn, you're at least supposed to damn throw a blow for that, but we ain't gonna go into it. It's all good. The answers have been given. We shall move on to the next question.
So, would you help if your girl was getting her ass whooped? Would you help?
I'm gonna try to break it up. I'm not gonna punch no bitch in the face.
I'm just saying,
well,
you might need
bitch,
to.
I mean, like, I've been in the best of terms.
You ain't gonna get in one of them little holes. Oh yeah, that's an automatic 72. Yeah. But but you can do like one of them numbers where you got her arms and you know she can't move her arms.
Nah, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna grab up on nobody. I'm gonna do some serious pushing. Y'all break it up.
Pushing.
Break it up. I'm like, if she got your head and shit, I'll be like, let go. Let go.
Let go. You better get
let
that
go. Let go. Let go.
Oh, were we taping it just now? Cause that damn face you were making.
Oh yeah.
Why was your head down and you were holding it?
Cause I be watching World Star Hip Hop and that's how like all the fights go.
Oh.
Chicks gonna grab that hair.
I wish y'all saw the way he.
That's what you need. I suggest every chick out have a breakaway weave. So when they grab it, the weave comes off, and then you scrapping again.
Weaves off her hair. She gonna be grabbing some shit.
Don't
be boxing her
own
face.
Oh, for sure. That bitch grabbed my hair. I'm cutting the fuck out of it. It's a wrap. Game over. I don't play those reindeer games.
Go for the hair.
Shit. You know how long it take me to get my hair done? That's bullshit. You want people to go around in them drawstring ponytail thingies.
Ain't nothing wrong with the drawstring ponytail. Shit. If you're rocking right, goddamn. You just know you can't pull it when you're hitting that doggy. That's all. You can't pull on it. You gotta respect the
Have
game.
Have you had a pony in your hand?
These are not the questions for me tonight. I'm asking the questions tonight, goddamn it.
My bad.
Alright, bam, bam. We gonna lighten it up, take it to like a more like, you know, above the belt note and shit. What's one thing you've always wanted to do in life and just kind of in general?
I want to host my own XM radio show.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Say what?
That's what I've always wanted, superpowers. Does that count?
I guess it does. Yeah, that counts.
Ooh, I want my own billboard too. I really want my own billboard. I want my own billboard in front of my ex's house. It's like, it's kind of like stalking him without stalking. It's like every time you look up, it's like, damn, that's real fucked up. She making it. That was my crazy laugh right there.
You know, gonna fuck up. He's just gonna move and shit. I'm gonna fuck you up.
No worries. Because I'm going to be so big, I'm going to have a billboard every corner. I mean, I don't know. There ain't going to be no escaping this shit. Every city, every state, every corner, every bus.
I'm going to tell you how to play the game. If he got a job, then where the nigga work at, you get one on the way to his job. Bam. He gonna see you every day. And then you can get the reverse, so he see you coming home too.
Good one. I'll buy both sides. Both sides. That's gonna be my first major purchase.
I would like to win the jackpot lottery and be on TV with that big ass chick. So
that nigga can see me and be like, what the
fuck? He gonna call you that night. Oh, yeah. Baby, don't you miss the times we shared.
Baby, I'm sorry.
Baby, please.
I done turned my life over to Christ.
more than people think. My accent comes through quite often. Oh,
yeah. Sidebar, if you want to like write a screenplay, just do it. Just write it.
Yes.
Start now. Screenplay, book, any kind of thing you want to write, just write it. Start now. There's no reason to wait.
I'm writing a book about my life. I'm probably going to get sued a couple of times.
Next question. Damn. Why is it that women be liking to make big shit out of something that's fucking small as hell?
Like what?
These aren't my questions, but I can, for example, I go somewhere and I might not come back exactly when I said I was going to get back, but I'm back.
Well, I can break my thoughts down behind this question.
Is it a day later?
No, it's not a day. It's like it's something small. I know y'all all have beefed over some small shit.
If it's a day later, you might as well just not come back. Everything's gone.
FYI, if a nigga come back a day later, that's not a small thing. We talking about small things.
You talking about like 10-15 minutes.
Some people think that's small.
I'm back, you know. Shit.
Shit, you can stay gone.
We talking about leaving the toilet seat up. I left my shoes in the living room or some shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't cut the light off.
I fuck your sister. Told you 25 goddamn times I leave your shoes in the living room. Why you feel weird? Why don't you just listen?
Okay, I can break it down the way I feel about this. I have certain people in my life that I call just when I feel like fussing, because I like to confuse people at times. I have people I like to confuse. I like people I like to fuss with. Sometimes that shit just entertains the hell out of me. And a lot of times you can think I'm mad and I'm not even really mad, and I'm over here laughing while you over there frustrated and confused. Sometimes I just like to entertain my damn self, and that's why I do it. That's just my word. I mean, I do. I get bored sometimes, and I just feel like fussing. So I call the designated people who I like to fuss with, and I start a fight.
Call a nigga to start some shit.
Yeah, over nothing. Or I have this person that likes to say, this is the confuse me game. You just like to confuse me. I was like, yeah. And I actually got a text. Don't start this confuse me game today. And he was like, you get me mad because I be saying what I think I want to say, and then you be twisting my words up, and then I just, ooh. It's like, okay. It entertains me.
To all the niggas out there that's listening, take note. Message. We are here to help you.
That's just me,
all
though.
I don't think we can try to argue with us and put a magnifying glass on little shit, because I just don't like the engagement. I just be like, okay, whatever.
But you know what else, too? Sometimes you might start some little shit out of big shit out of little shit just so you can get that good, goddamn angry sex.
Oh,
That's another question. Who's into the makeup sex? Is makeup sex a good thing? Me personally, I ain't into that shit.
I ain't never had nobody makeup sex with.
Who's into the makeup sex? Is makeup sex better than just regular good old fashioned fucking?
I don't know. Depend on if they pull the hair right. My bad. Oh, goodness. I don't know.
I'm saying we ask the hard hitting questions. You reserve the right to not answer.
Well, for me, what makeup sex? I've had makeup sex before, not because I was angry, the other person was angry. and I'm really not into it because the next day you still gonna be angry. Shit. Why?
If I'm mad and we fucking, I'm gonna try to do something to you.
I'm not down with the makeup. I'm too angry to be fucking anybody. You don't want to be all vulnerable in front of me when I'm so pissed at you. So,
You gonna snatch them nuts?
When a woman is that pissed off, I don't want her nowhere near my dick.
You're good and made up before you expose your tender part to me.
Shit. Fellas, you here? Talk so much of makeup sex. She been ungrab your dick and wring it like it's a towel. That shit bad for you.
Oh, Lord. I can't talk to y'all no more.
Next question. We moving on. I know my ex used to do this all the time. You know what I'm saying? All the shit that she really should say and all the shit she was feeling, she would not say that shit.
She just throwing down.
But all the shit she would say would be the shit that she testing a nigga on. Why y'all be saying shit y'all don't mean to test a nigga? What part of the game is that?
Yeah, I don't do that. If I really like somebody, I don't do that. Your ass was just a little. Mm-hmm.
She had that fire head.
I don't give a damn how good her head was. She was. We're not talking about Bishop's ass right now. Just know I don't like the bitch. That's out for the world here.
No, she doesn't.
Anybody roll? Who? Let's ask that question, men. How you gonna let your girl roll her eyes and stomp down the steps like an idiot? Really? It did. Wouldn't let me kick her down the steps. What about that bitch? Why I couldn't kick her down the steps? Bitch, please don't kick her down the steps. I'm gonna kick her square in the back. I'm sorry. It just came out. It was organic.
Let me frame it in the form of a question. If you got a homeboy and you know your homeboy got a gal and you know your homeboy gal is a certain way.
Sensitive, insecure.
You ain't gonna try to appease the damn your gal for your homeboy?
No. Not at all. I did. I did appease her. She rolled her eyes and stomped down the stairs by her damn self. I said, hello, how are you doing? She said, yeah, did you hear that noise? She sounded like a bull. And rolled her eyes and stomped down the steps. I said, oh, bitch, I'm about to kick her square dead in her back. And bitch said no.
We know where you stand. Ladies, I know y'all got friend guys that are just your friends. If you know you and his guy don't get along, do you, like, you know, curb your attitude to make the situation work?
Yeah.
Who said we had an attitude in the first place?
She has an attitude. Yes. We're not talking to you. We're talking to the people on the phone.
Oh, I'm about to say.
Yes.
Somebody that act like that is jealous.
Yes, very. For no reason.
We did a show on that. You's a jealous motherfucker. You just a weak motherfucker. You're a weak, jealous motherfucker. But she was my gal. You feel me? I said, hey.
We all make bad choices in life, bitch.
I got to go back to the house with her. Do me a solid. You know what I'm saying? Well, but y'all have no idea to the level to which I got chastised.
But guess what? You missing all this. This is the thing that was missing. Bitch told me to come over. Yes, you did.
I did.
Yes.
Hey, shit supposed to have been cool.
Did you not warn her, Bishop?
No.
It shouldn't have been no warning.
Pointing your friends over.
I can't help. I'm cute. I can't turn all this down.
When you got a jealous, irrational motherfucker who's not securing what the fuck they got going on, all the warning in the world does not matter.
Well, I suggest she get her riding game up. Something. Because that bitch got there and needs to let it go. Oh, what's the next question? I'm sorry, y'all. I digress.
Oh, yeah, the ride game does matter. For the record.
She got to get her self-esteem somewhere. I don't know. Shit.
I don't know what to tell you. You feel me?
Some people out there got high self-esteem need to have low self-esteem. I saw this girl that had these little Wayne tight jeans on, and she was like a good size 20, and they kept showing her butt cracking and falling down, and she kept trying to hold them up in the mall. It was quite disturbing. Close your eyes, people. Close your eyes.
That's a question I got. When y'all, when girls be getting ready for the club, do y'all not like tell y'all homegirl like, yo, that shit's not fucking working for you. You need to put on some other shit.
Oh, I do. We all know I got a friend that I instruct all the time.
Whoever she was with was not her friend.
Oh, no. Was not. They weren't her friends. They didn't even like her. She was, man, she the girl they pick on every day.
Hey, do y'all tell y'all ugly homegirl she ugly?
No, I just tell them.
I don't have ugly homegirls.
That's bullshit.
I don't have ugly homegirls.
That's bullshit.
I
do.
I got some less attractive friends.
But
I got some banging friends, too.
I've seen the crew. I've seen them.
Who crew you talk about?
Hey, you feel me? You know what I'm saying?
My crew.
I'm loosely associated with all the people we're talking about here.
Oh, except for me one. I'm about to say my main crew banging. You can't say nothing about my main crew.
Shit. Maybe not the main crew.
My main crew? What
I'm saying? I've not met the main crew. You don't introduce them to me. Maybe I'm the ugly one. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's why you hide me and shit.
I know exactly who you talking about, like a, too. Like shame, Bishop. Shame.
Like I'm Sloth of Goonies. They can't even see me.
Shame, Bishop. I know exactly who you talking about. I can't help that she thought you was all sexy and stuff. Still asking about you to this day. It's been 12 years and they still asking about Bishop. I say, what? Hey. I know exactly who Bishop talking about. Shame on you, bitch.
I'm a little superficial. I gotta go on and tell you.
I see.
I'm gonna need something that turned me on and up front.
She has a beautiful heart.
Well, you know, I can't see her heart. I can definitely see her face.
She has a good personality. I hope she don't listen to this show.
Oh, well, shit, we ain't called a name. That's for a different show. We gonna fuck with that later. I know niggas. We be in the car. We'll be dozing. Boy, nigga, your ugly ass. Boy, you ain't finna get no hoes tonight.
Wow.
And when I say hoes, we not talking about nobody here. You know, nobody you know. Hoes are like the other people.
We know hoes. Bitch, we know hoes.
We all know some hoes.
No, we know real life hoes.
Moving on. Ah, bam, bam. This one of the ones we gonna keep him in here. What would you do if a dude you was talking to asked if he could sleep with one of your friends?
So that nigga wanna fight, huh? So he wanna fight.
Well, it just depends on how close man the dude was.
No, all I heard was he wanted to fight.
Was he serious?
No, so he wants to fight.
He asked, you know what I'm saying? Whether or not he's serious, that's like a separate question. He definitely asked, though.
So this nigga wants to fight is all I'm hearing. Word. Word. Is he in my house when he says this? Because I know what all my weapons are. I know. Are we in public? Because I'm sure I'm going to have a bottle of soda or something. I'm hitting him with a full can or something. Because something ain't clicking in his head.
Is it that he asked, or is that he just wants to fuck her?
The gall to ask.
Shit, the most you can say is no, and he already not fucking.
Bishop, this is why I have no words. I'm out. I tapped out on that one.
Everybody appears to have recused themselves from that question, so we will ask another.
I mean, it would depend how close me the person was. If we wasn't that close, and my friend was down, yeah, go ahead. Do you?
Well, that.
And we was close, no. I was probably.
Serial killer? Like,
okay. You probably want to see that person because you don't want to see me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like, get out. Do what you will. And if she ends up fucking him, then I know she's out of fun. So, both of y'all, get out.
All right, so, bam. Because from the question y'all had answered before about the friend and the ex and et cetera, et cetera. If your friend fucks your ex, does that mean she's not your friend?
Hell no, she ain't my friend.
That means we got some conversations to have. That's what that means.
What if it was a dude you didn't even really like that?
If she was a real friend, she would have came to me before they got serious. And said, listen, blah, blah, blah. And we would have had a conversation. And I don't know how I would react to that conversation, but for me to find out later that they just been fucking behind my back, that means they knew it was wrong because they weren't telling me a lot. And if I have to find out from somebody else, well, then I just have to delete them from life.
Wow.
That's just it. I concur.
I'm going to hit a bitch with a bottle. Somebody got to get hit. I'm a thug. I'm a thug. If it was my ex-husband, I'm going ape motherfucking shit on somebody's ass.
But you, if you don't want the nigga no more, why you give a fuck if they fucking him?
Because that was mine, once mine, always mine. To that degree. I got paperwork on that nigga. I don't give a damn. I got two papers on that nigga. Two.
So even though you hate him, you gonna deny somebody else the joy?
What joy? Ain't no joy. I said ain't no joy because I'm going to cause hell and havoc, wreak havoc all up on that situation.
On the whole situation.
On the whole. I'm going to show my monkey ass. That's just me, though. That's just with him. It's a couple of other ones that's just like, whatever. But if it's my ex, if it's that nigga right there, that little cornball ass nigga right there, I got to fuck somebody up.
What if it's just a dude you like?
I probably feel salty for a little bit and get over it. If he ain't got no...
Yeah, I mean, if we don't have any history, if it's just somebody I like, then fuck it. Whatever. But if she was the kind of person to keep doing that, then she gotta be whatever as well. Because yeah. I can't fuck with fools to do that. That's just wrong.
Cut them all the way out the game.
Yeah, some tracking the bitches out here.
We just asking questions on the list. How do you feel about a ménage à trois?
You know, I've been there and... See, here's the thing. I have a mild taste of adult ADHD, and it's too much to keep track of. So it's definitely not for me, because I need to focus. But if there's too much body parts and people's egos to feed, then
we gotta draw a line between ménage à trois and train. I don't know if women do this, but as men. We draw the line. There's a difference between ménage à trois, which is two women, and train, which is two dudes.
Actually, ménage à trois right, can be two men, too.
I've been in both situations, and what I'm saying is I can't concentrate with too many people in the room.
Who are you? And are you, and are you like this?
That's
the
thing. I'm going to focus. I'm holding on. You know, I'm here.
I'm going to plead the fifth on this question because my mother listens to this show.
I can't get my orgasm. If I have to think too hard, you can forget about that orgasm ever happening. And it's just, you know what? Y'all just do what y'all gotta do. I'm going home. It's been real. So, yeah.
And what situation is that? That's the two chicks, or that's with two dudes?
Like, I'm done.
Because you got two dudes and you expect these niggas to beat each other dick off. That's just not right.
Why not?
What the fuck was you agreeing to at the beginning? Shit.
I'm just saying, why not? Shit. If y'all having a threesome and it's two dudes and a girl, the dudes got to do more than just got there and try to stick every hole. You got to got there entertain.
What, the dudes?
Yeah.
Oh, what's up?
I ain't talking about like entering each other, but I
was. If it's two dudes, these niggas is not about to come in bodily contact or that shit get gay real fast. I don't know if I was to ever happen to find myself by the off chance that I would find myself in that situation and this nigga tried to touch my dick, I'm going to box his ass.
So you going to be fighting naked, bitch. So you going to be fighting naked, bitch.
You I think for Jake
Collins off the road. Whoa. I really wonder how that fight gonna work. You gonna fight naked with this dude. But
we gonna throw hands. It ain't gonna be no wrestling. And if he try to touch my dick, he probably get anyway. He won't wrestle. Let the record reflect, we have nothing against homosexuality or homosexuals here at Bang That Radio. So I have some good friends that are homosexual.
I do too.
That's just not what I'm into. For the record.
I'm just laughing because that was some shit.
This question kind of relates to that question. How do you feel about having sex on tape being recorded?
Again, my mother listens to this show. I'm going to...
Having sex and being recorded on camera.
Oh, hell no. I've done that shit before.
I still have mine. Oh shit, I said I wasn't gonna answer this question.
All my own sex tapes. I will not get Kim Kardashian. I'm just gonna get famous, so I'm okay.
I got mine, but the key word is I have all of mine. I need. Like, they don't have a copy. Sometimes I need to relive those good... Anyway, I was about to put a goddamn time frame. shouts out to the dude in the film.
I have to own the original. There can be no copies. If you want to see it, you got to come over here and watch it under my supervision, where I'm making sure you're not playing on USB drives, copy shit, to show your homies, but you can or whatever.
So. My shit's still on VHS, so I ain't made one in a mighty long time.
All right, Bams. All right, so the tape is in your possession.
Yeah.
Do you show anybody?
I have before.
Oh my god!
I have, but his dick is so big. I didn't do a face shot. I just wanted to show the dick shot. Like, look, it's abnormal. It's a little dinosaur. Watch it rise.
We don't want to be normal. We want to be abnormal.
Oh, them shit.
Yo,
I cannot.
Okay, bam, check it out. Size matters, but can the dick be too big?
Yes.
Yes, it can. Lord Jesus. Yes.
It gets uncomfortable big.
And I've had two kids, and I can still say it can be too goddamn big, and you need to throw that away with that deformity. Goodbye.
I'm about to say, I had one. I had two shots and a hit of, you know, the herbal. I'm not an herbal person, but I needed it. But, and I still couldn't handle that one. I was like, all right, we can be good friends. Yeah.
We're running down on time. We're going to start rattling them off. Damn, good or bad, were you or were you not do sexting, sending pictures by text message?
Hell no.
Naked pictures.
But I accept them. Do you, you know, inbox me your number.
I've done it. I always make sure, because I wear a nameplate, so I always make sure my chain is not in the photo. I'm sure my picture has circulated. Lord knows the shady dudes I sent shit to. So. But my face wasn't in it. So I just hope it never, like, someone never sends it to me, like, oh, look at this girl, you know, body parts. I'll be like, oh, I know that. Oh, you know, whatever. I don't know.
I'm going to be real. If I get a picture back, it's me and the damn, be like, look at this nigga damn naked in his dick and shit. I'm gonna get crumped. I'm in cyberspace, goddammit.
That's because you guys are like peacocks. You're like show monkeys, like, hey, you know, not everybody thinks of that.
All right, well, Bam, check this out. Would it not make you feel good to know that a nigga got your naked picture and he jacking off to that shit?
Yeah, that make me feel real good about myself.
Oh, hell yeah. I know for a fact. A lot of them still have it, yeah.
And they jacking off. They phone is fucking crusty as a bitch. That's what they do.
Exactly. And they told me, and I'm like, yo, why do you still have... I've deleted all your pictures. And he's like, oh, no, I have yours in a special file. I'm like, ooh, you know what?
You talking about that photo safe app? You talking about that photo safe app? I have that as well. That's why I keep my private collection.
Can you forward them to me?
No. You want to see my dick pics?
I ain't talking to you. I'm not talking about dick pics.
Oh. Shit.
Let the record reflect I am not homosexual.
You're supposed to say no homo, granddad.
You're supposed to say pause. What we have next?
I don't save them. I don't. Once I stop sleeping with somebody, I don't need to be reminded of what I'm no longer getting. So I do delete them. But I know for a fact that the fellas do not delete them because they have confessed to me that they have not deleted them, even 6-7 years later.
Wow.
So, yeah. What's done is done. I don't do it anymore, so it won't be anymore. But there's some classic. There's some 2006 models out there that you want to see if we get your hands on. So, you know.
Trading cards down.
I might got some of them shit now and just don't know.
You probably do.
Oh, Lord, what's next, bitch? Here we go, part two of this show. I done laughed myself into a headache.
We really about done. I'm just kind of running through it. On the same note as the texting and the sexting, do you feel like that's cheating? Like, if you in, like, kind of not a committed situation, be it boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yes, it is.
And they sending dick pics.
That leads to other stuff.
Even if the face ain't in it.
To the picture, the dancer. the phone calls, and then the you meet one night in the parking lot.
Yeah. Getting it on outside the Waffle House, shame.
All right, well, bam. Here's another one. Just that we just rattled them. If you knew that your friend and they had like a man or whatever, and he was cheating, and you was like somewhere, and you saw this motherfucker, would you tell your friend?
Oh, I done told it. I done told it before. Yeah, it depend on friend. It depend on how close we are, but I told it before.
First of all, I would walk up and be like, huh, Dwayne, how you doing? You know what you gotta do before I get home, right? Okay. And then I'll leave.
When I was in school, my ex-best friend's dude came in with a group of girls. Like, you could tell they were all together and stuff. I was on the mic at a, you know, like, doing host. We used to have these, like, little lunch jam thingies. So I'm hosting this shit on the mic. I dropped the mic. I said, oh, shit. I was like, drop the mic. Yo, nigga in here, wildin'. Whistleblower number 9 I was. But, I don't know.
I will give him a running start. I will give him a head start to call my friend and confess before I get home and tell her myself. I will give him that much of a head start. After that, that's it. It's over.
Well, damn. Well, we about out of time, you know, ladies.
Oh,
we,
lo siento.
We thank y'all for your participation. It's been a great conversation. We got a lot of questions answered tonight, I think. You know what I'm saying?
I hope these guys really appreciate this this research we did.
Niggas take notes.
I'm just saying.
Shit.
We coming out here trying to help you out.
That's what we do here.
We trying to help Ike. No.
If anybody want to, like, you know, give some shout outs, they want to say anything, we
all for it.
Hey, come to my blog if you want more fussy. I don't really talk about sex on my blog, but I do use a lot of foul language. It's thedatednewyorker.net. Journey knows it.
Yes, and it'll be on the website.
Blogiversary this year, so definitely stop by sometime soon.
We'll most definitely have your links on the website.
Thank you, babe.
Gotcha. Where you at,
Thanks
Sean?
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Crazy you are. I said we had to get you back on.
Friend of mine. We gonna talk.